The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has reaffirmed Iran's policy of supporting the cause of Palestine. In a meeting with the Secretary General of Palestine's Islamic Jihad movement, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said supporting Palestine means supporting Islam. Ayatollah Khamenei says the West has been trying to dominate the region through a massive war against the Islamic Front. The ongoing war is the continuation of the conflict which began against Iran 37 years ago, with the issue of Palestine as its centerpiece. Ayatollah Khamenei warned that arrogant powers are trying to portray the regional conflict as a war between Shia and Sunni Muslims. The leader underlined that Syria is not ruled by a Shia government, but Iran supports it, as those who are fighting Damascus are the enemies of Islam and serve the U.S. and Israel. He then referred to the unprecedented sanctions imposed by the U.S. and its allies on Iran. The leader said the measures aim to force Iran into abandoning its path. He said the sanctions were futile and will fail to produce results in the future. Ayatollah Khamenei also condemned efforts to pressure the Lebanese resistance movement. He said Hezbollah is powerful enough to withstand such pressures, and Israel is more scared of the movement than ever before. During the meeting, Ramadan Abdullah thanked Iran's support for the Palestinian cause. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Joe Catron, who is with the International Solidarity Movement, and he's joining us live now from New York. Many thanks for joining us, Mr. Catron, once again here on Press TV. How do you feel about Iran's unwavering support of the Palestinian cause?
Well, I thought that these statements explored a number of elements concerning it very well. The most striking, probably under the present conditions, is of course attempts by the United States and its allies elsewhere, primarily Israel, to turn these clashes taking place across the Middle East into sectarian conflicts. This is something that only works to their advantage. And I think Iran's ongoing support of the Palestinian struggle and Palestinian resistance groups is a very clear rebuttal of this claim and of attempts to reduce what is a struggle between settler colonialism and anti-colonialism to a clash of civilizations, as some would have it, or a conflict between different religious groups. This is their claim. It's simply not true.
And you're sitting in New York, Mr. Catron. Ayatollah Khamenei was quite critical, of course, of the U.S. government's role in all this. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm certainly very critical of it as well. We know that the United States government has been unwavering in its support for Israel and explicitly for Israeli crimes almost continuously since the 1967 occupation of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. This is the result not only of substantial domestic pressure seeking to force politicians to pursue these policies to keep their positions, but also a lack of consequences for the United States government on the international front. There are simply few powers willing to seriously challenge this position.
Indeed, and I wanted to ask about that then, Mr. Catron. The other countries in the region, we hear a lot of news about backdoor deals, behind the scenes, relations between many of these dictatorships in the region and Israel. How do you feel about what kind of a difference and what kind of an impact that has on the Palestinian cause?
Well, many of these relationships are hardly a secret anymore. A number of them have come into the open, even within the last year alone. And they certainly have a weakening effect. These are powers whom the Palestinians have traditionally relied upon to support their cause, and it's becoming quite evident how little that supposed support has meant. While they've been paying lip service to the Palestinian struggle, behind the scenes they've been cutting every possible kind of deal with their supposed enemy. But this is something, as I said, that is hardly a secret anymore. Perhaps there are a few secrets remaining, but for the most part, everyone knows.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there at that point. But as always, of course, Mr. Catron, we, of course, appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us here at Press TV. That was Mr. Joe Catron, who was speaking to us live from New York.